Welcome back to Friar Talk, everybody. Today, we're going to be talking Padres-Dodgers baseball. Going to be doing a little bit of a series preview, series predictions. We're going to go through this one. This is the second series of the season. Obviously, we had the Seoul series earlier this year. Very interesting. It was a pitching duel in the first game, and then the second game, you had the just explosion on offense, Padres-Dodgers. Also, a little side note, I don't know if you saw this, Isaac. I'm sure you did, but they were rated the third best rivalry in baseball.
Yeah.
Now, Yankees Red Sox was rated fifth, so I don't know if you can really, you know, really feel like that list is accurate at all. Even though the Red Sox haven't been good lately, it's like, come on, guys, we've seen good Yankees Red Sox baseball, so I don't know how much I can really trust that list. But it is cool to see that it's, you know, it's been a competitive series. You have a couple playoff series in this one, and so yeah, we're gonna be talking about this one. I think going into it, I think the Padres are kind of just playing okay baseball. They're coming off the series win against the Cubs. They had the 8-run comeback. Then they went down a lot in the second game. And then last game, they had another offensive explosion. So two big-time offensive games and then one dud. That's kind of been the case this year. It feels like, you know, 30-40% the offense plays really well. The other time, they put in up like 2-3 runs. It's not that often. But pitching-wise, the Padres' bullpen has been a lot better. They've played pretty well lately, I would say, the bullpen side. The starters are looking really good. On the Padres side, you're going to have Matt Waldron on Saturday. You're going to have Darvish on Sunday. And then Friday is going to be Yamamoto versus Michael King. I don't know why I'm saying it like this, but basically it's Michael King versus Yamamoto on Friday. On Saturday, it's Matt Waldron against Isaac. Who is it?
Matt Waldron against Gavin Stone.
Gavin Stone, yeah. And then Sunday, it was Darvish against the lefty, James Paxton, guy that we actually wanted a lot. We had talked about him in the past. But those are the pitching matchups. But even then, I still think this one's going to come down. It's not really going to be super dependent on the pitchers. But with all that said, Isaac, what do you kind of look in the series? And how do you think it's going to go, man? Like, do you think the Padres have a chance to take 2 out of 3? You think the Dodgers are going to take 2 out of 3? How are you feeling?
Realistically, I mean, I think the Dodgers are going to take 2 out of 3. I hate to say that. But I mean, I just don't know what to really expect from Michael King. His first start, I mean, the numbers weren't too bad. He went, 4 2/3 or 5 innings. Control was on kind of all over the place, but his last outing was really good. I think he went 6 or 7 innings. He had a really good outing. Changeup was looking magnificent. All his pitches were looking really good. Only problem with the starters, I mean, every starter against the Dodgers seems to have trouble going like more than 6 innings. I feel happy if my starter goes 6 innings against the Dodgers because the Dodgers are able to put up very competitive at-bats. So that means the Padres are going to have to rely on, I don't know if this is still the case, but at one point, just not that long ago, they were one of the worst bullpens in baseball, like number 30. So going to need some length from the starters if we're going to be winning the series against the Dodgers. I don't see it happening. I don't see us winning the series. And it sucks that we're seeing the Dodgers so many times before September and October. I think you guys know what I mean by that. They seem to blow their load in April and May. They have no more gas in October and they blow it. I don't know. It's kind of weird for the Padres because a lot of their stats are inflated by games that they're putting up a lot of runs. And you see like the 9 or whatever double digit run explosion against the Cubs in the last game, 9 runs in the first game against the Cubs, 15 runs against the Dodgers at one point. Other than those games, and it's not to take away from those performances, those are fantastic performances. You love to see those. You were just kind of left to see those kind of bounce to the next game, right? Kind of be, what's the word I'm looking for? Momentum to the next game. Kind of take that to the next game. Where the time to put up, the Padres came back from an 8-0 deficit, put up 9 runs, you thought, hey, maybe this will be like the bounce back that the Padres need, the bounce back that you know, could lead them to start putting up more runs consistently. And then they put up, what, 1 or 2 the next day? And then they go on and put up double-digit runs. So you're just kind of looking for more consistency from the bats. You're looking for a team that sometimes they look really good at the plate. They have quality at bats, and sometimes they just look really bad. And the starter's able to go multiple innings. And a guy like, who was it, Assad, was able to go 5 or 6 innings, and he looked okay. I mean, that's not a guy that I thought would look okay against the Padres. But really what the Padres is going to depend on, how well the stars perform, because the stars for the Dodgers are performing really well. Freddie Freeman, I believe, is over an 850, close to 900 OPS. Shohei Ohtani has double-digit hit or two hits, multi-hit, like five in a row multi-hit games. Mookie Betts is the second best hitter in baseball right now by OPS. I know everyone's going to say he is the best hitter, but Tyler O'Neill has a higher OPS than him right now, so he's second. So Mookie Betts, second best hitter in baseball right now, best hitter in the National League. So if our stars are, if we're going to win, our stars have to compete with their stars, Manny Machado, Xander Bogaerts, and Fernando Tatis Jr. Other than that, the rest of the Dodgers lineup, I mean, like Chris Taylor doesn't even have a 500 OPS. Altman, I believe, is under 700 or under 750. Teoscar Hernandez is starting off the season really well. Will Smith is starting off pretty solid. I mean, it's a scary lineup, but really the only ones you're like absolutely terrified to see are the top three. You don't want to see those guys. And that's where our top three comes in. You would hope that they don't want to see our top three. Hopefully maybe top four, because Jake Cronenworth is also one of the hottest hitters in baseball. Jerickson Profar is also one of the hottest hitters in baseball. So you look at it. Sorry, I know I'm talking kind of a lot, Matt. You look at it from like a stat standpoint. Both teams are top 10 in batting average. Both teams are top 10 in OPS. I'm not going to bring in runs or anything like that because they have had an extra two games. But looking at like decimal categories or percentage categories, yeah, they're both top 10 in those categories. So I think it's a little bit more of an offensive affair than I think people think. I think a lot of people think that the Dodgers are going to stomp the Padres, and I completely understand that. I don't think we're winning more than one. I'll be happy to take one, considering the Dodgers are probably the hottest team in baseball right now. I wouldn't know if they're the hottest team in baseball. I'm pretty sure someone else has won like five in a row at this point, but one of the hottest teams in baseball. It's definitely the hottest team in our division. Maybe the best team in all of baseball, but I'm happy to take one. Realistically, I think we take the Darvish start. I'm excited for the series, man. I mean, I hate playing the Dodgers because it is very frustrating, especially when we lose, because it seems like the Padres don't even stand a chance, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and you're talking about some of the guys that have just been hot. I mean, for Shohei Ohtani, I think he had a couple games, like the last couple games, he only had one hit. But if you look at his game log, it's insane. He had like eight RBIs, I think it was, the other day, like just tearing the cover off the baseball. Mookie has calmed down a little bit, but he's still, like you said, he's the second best hitter numbers-wise. Will Smith, all those top guys, they've also been super good. And also, none of these guys are pitching their best arms. Glasnow just had an insane start the other day. He's not pitching. Dylan Cease just had an amazing start the other day. He's not pitching. And then on Saturday, like I think Saturday's almost a little bit of a, we might see a lot of runs on Saturday. Matt Waldron, now he is coming off a good start. I'll give him props for that, but I don't think he's going to fare well at all against the Dodgers. I think the lineup's going to kill him. And then Gavin Stone on the other side. He's young. Like, I'm not like, don't think he's like a bad player or anything, but like he hasn't pitched very well in MLB up to this point. Now the big one, the very interesting one, I think the most interesting game, I think, is going to be Friday, just because Michael King didn't do too hot against the Dodgers. And obviously Yamamoto did terrible against the Padres, right? We remember that. But since then, Yamamoto's thrown two five-inning shutout games where he was dominant. He was a dominant pitcher, and he basically said he kind of like changed some stuff and his like release and grip were messed up, which honestly, that's what it looked like in that game in Seoul. Like, he just couldn't find the zone. It was just like, okay, he does not have it today. So it'll be interesting to see like how he bounces back in that regard, but also how Michael King bounces back as well. So I think that's the most interesting game of the series. I think Saturday is probably going to be your biggest like kind of run explosion. I think Sunday the Padres do have the advantage. I think you're right there, Isaac. But I think if you're the Padres, you probably have to take the first game if you're going to win this series. Oh, yeah. I don't really think they're going to win the second game. Not to be a hater on Matt Waldron, but I don't like, guys, these guys are just too good hitters. Like, they're going to cruise against him. So that's kind of where I'm at with it. I mean, the Dodgers lineup is interesting. Like you said, Isaac, like the top guys have just been insane. Now Teoscar has been insane, not really a top guy in the lineup, but a lot of these top guys have been really good, but there's a lot of question marks for their team, and a lot of like their depth players have not played well up to this point. Mm-hmm. Like Max Muncy, you know, mid 700s OPS. Same with someone else had like an okay OPS. But like Outman, Gavin Lux, Jason Hayward, those guys have struggled up to this point. So a lot of the bottom of their order, which is a question mark for their team, has been a question mark up this point. So I think that's where it's going to depend. But I think you're right, dude. I think we're going to see more runs. And I think a lot of times, like in the past, especially when these two teams have matched up, it's been way more pitching dual oriented games. And I think this time around, we're going to see kind of the opposite because both these offenses are playing really well. I mean, you brought up Jerks and Profar, right? Jay Cronenworth. Those aren't necessarily names that you're like, oh, these guys are just going off at the plate. But they have been. They've been two of the Padres' best hitters. Fernando Tatis, you look at his numbers and you're probably not going to be like all crazy about it. Dude, he's been tearing the cover off the baseball. He's been one of the most unlucky players in the league. His hard contact rate is ridiculous right now. He's still playing well. It's not like he's not playing well, but it's just like he's going to start exploding a lot more on offense, and he's been balling out. Machado, not as much. Bogart's not as much, but we need to see more of them. But the real thing for the Padres is that this is a lot different than in many years past, is that their bottom of their order is doing a lot better, which is very nice to hear. You know, Jackson Merrill's been really good. Luis Campusano, you have a viable hitting catcher, you know? Like, so there's a lot of stuff in that regard where this Padres team looks a lot different than other Padres teams in prior years for good and bad, like definitely both ways, but lineup wise, more offense. Dodgers wise, right now, they're way more of an offensive team than they are a pitching team. So it's going to be exciting to see. I think this is going to be a good one. Say you're going to start thinking about, and I'm not saying this, I'm not trying to get like over my head, like, oh yeah, like these teams are going to be in the playoffs, they're going to meet up. But you start looking at like late season playoff type stuff. This isn't a series that's going to like be an indicator for that.
No.
Like you're not talking about the top arms. You're not talking about a lot of that stuff. So either way though, it's still fun. I think a couple of these games, I think one or two of them is going to be nationally televised. So I'm pumped, man. But yeah, what are your final thoughts on this series? And also I'll say, I think prediction wise, I think Ohtani's going to continue just going ridiculous. I think Fernando's going to have a huge series. I think Manuel hit a bomber too. Mookie hasn't been as hot, so I figure someone else in the Dodgers lineup, a couple of other guys will probably do well. Mookie will probably do his thing too. He always seems to play well against the Padres. But I also have Dodgers taking 2 of 3, unless if the Padres take the first game, I think they take the series. I think that's where it's going to be won.
Me too.
That's kind of my thought process.
Absolutely. It's kind of funny how, you know, earlier you were talking about how the Padres Dodgers are probably one of the top five rivalries, and I couldn't agree more. They're one of the top five rivalries in baseball. I know Dodger fans will admit it's a rivalry, but after 2022, it was confirmed it was a rivalry. And you used to see the Padres and the Dodgers line up their top three arms to face each other, right? You used to see them go, oh, Darvish against Bueller, Kershaw against Snell, Musgrove against Urias or whatever. And now it's King against Yamamoto, Stone against Waldron, and Darvish against Paxton. I just think it's kind of funny. But yeah, I mean, the main difference is back then you saw a lot of pitching duels. Sometimes the Dodgers would explode. Sometimes the Padres would explode. But right now you're seeing, I mean, especially in the second game in the Seoul series, you saw an offensive explosion. And then you look at the stats, right? Batting average, of course, I mentioned the Padres are 10th, Dodgers are 2nd. Home runs, of course, we have extra games, so it doesn't really matter. But on base percentage, Padres are 12th, Dodgers are 2nd. Slugging percentage, Padres are 5th, Dodgers are 2nd. Then you go to ERA, Padres are 18th, Dodgers are 13th. Middle of the pack. So yeah, it seems like now more than ever the Padres Dodgers series might be more offense than pitching. And hey, I mean, I love offensive duels. Of course, I love myself a pitching duel, but I'm more of an offense fan, and I'm excited to see. I mean, personally, from the Padres, you hope to get big ABs from Manny Machado and Xander Bogaerts. Not that I don't want to see Fernando and Jake have great series. It's just that we need those bats to wake up. I think what a lot of people don't understand about the Padres is that yes, Fernando Tatis is the most electrifying player on the Padres. He brings in the most fans. He's got the most jersey sales, yada, yada, yada. But I've always believed ever since he's been here that the Padres offense goes as Manny Machado goes. And we saw in his, you know, the season where he finished 2nd in MVP voting, they went to the NLCS. So I don't think that's a coincidence. Need Manny Machado to wake up. And personally, I think this is a perfect series for it. We need him now more than ever, for sure. But then you look at the rest of the guys, right? You hope to see Eggy Rosario get more at-bats than Tyler Wade. For those of you who were kind of questioning why we were judging Tyler Wade, you see now, he's got like a 6-something OPS. That thing, it dropped like 300 points in like a matter of a game, like a few games. So And that's just the whole sample size thing, right? Like Tyler Wade in his career has never been a good hitter. It was bound to happen eventually. And like, I'll even say the same thing with Jerickson Profar. Yeah, he has over 1,000 OPS right now, but I expect that to be like 720 or like 700 by the end of the season. I don't expect him to keep doing this. But he's playing great right now. And I mean, but it was only a matter of time with Tyler Wade. So you hope to see Eggie Rosario, who crushes lefties. You're probably going to see him against Paxton. You hope to get him in the lineup. Higgy probably won't make a star, but you're going to see a lot of Campusano, at least two games out of Campusano, who honestly is one of our best hitters. Not surprisingly so, because he has always torn the cover off the ball his whole career. But now more than ever, I mean, his average, and I thought he was going to be more of like a home run kind of guy, but he's just putting the ball in play and they're falling, and it's good to see. So again, you know, I know the Padres might not have as many names as the Dodgers, but surprisingly enough, their stats aren't that bad. So I'm excited to see what this series brings. It's kind of a like a change from what Dodgers Padres series used to be, where you would see their top dogs in the rotation go head to head. That has changed. It's a changing of the guard between the Dodgers and the Padres, and looking forward to seeing you know how our fans interact with their fans. And I'm just excited for Dodgers Padres baseball to be back in Southern California, because I think it's one of the most electrifying and fun series in all of baseball, even if the Dodgers do always have the upper hand.
Yeah, that's not a difference this year, but it's like, you know, Padres. Hopefully the lineup looks better than I thought. I'll give the Padres that. Oh, yeah. Pitching, it's been better. The bullpen has been a lot better in recent days. Isaac, I feel like me and you were like, oh no, dude, this is going to be bad. This bullpen looks bad, and it's looking a lot better. So there's definitely been some more encouraging things just over the past. Like, it's still early. I mean, you're a game under 500. It doesn't really matter that much, but they've looked a little bit better. Other question marks? 100%. But this can be a good litmus test right here. See how they compete. The only game that I'm not going to put too much stock in from the Padres side is going to be that Saturday game, because I'm feeling I know how that one's going to go. Hopefully I'm wrong, man. Hopefully I'm wrong, but I think that's going to be a rough one. Other two games, I think they're close ones. And like I said, I think we're both kind of feeling the same way on this series. But let us know what you guys are thinking, Padres fans, Dodgers fans. Where are you guys kind of at with this series? And what are you kind of feeling like for how this is going to look in the division too? You know, I feel like a lot of people kind of like wrote the Diamondbacks in second place. Maybe people aren't feeling that way anymore. I think it's way too early to decide that stuff, but you know, after you watch the teams play for a couple weeks, you start to develop a little bit of some opinion. So I'd love to see what people are kind of thinking about the division and stuff. But thank you all for listening. With that said, it's going to do it. And we'll probably see you guys Sunday night, probably be streaming then. But have a good one, and we'll talk to y'all later. Peace.